It's
Just Politics.
Just Politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act is officially law.
End of story. The health and welfare of millions of people right here in Michigan is at stake. It has broad policy implications.
But of course, we're not here to talk policy. We are here to talk the pure politics of the court's decision.
Right. So let's get to it. Of course, a couple weeks ago, we had the left galvanizing around what's become known as Vaginagate. A couple of female lawmakers sanctioned, silenced for a day by State House Republican leaders for things said during a heated abortion debate. It gave the left a memorable moment to create what appears to be a stark choice to get their people out to vote in November. Now, the right has this healthcare decision. Attorney General Bill Schuette, one of the state's top Republicans, Mitt Romney's Michigan campaign chair, says this decision is a political tool.
This decision, I believe, is going to raise the stakes in November. I think it will energize, it'll cause a firestorm of protests to be exhibited in the ballot box in November. And I think in the end, it's going to be one of those things that's going to cause Mitt Romney to be the next president.
And so now the right is just incensed. They're going to use this issue to get out the vote in November to protest this decision. And Schuette also is saying, don't let this issue wither on the vine.
Right. There are things the state has to do to start complying with the health care law. The most immediate one is to create the health care exchanges where people and businesses can shop online for coverage. And the attorney general is counseling the legislature, don't do it. And of course, Governor Snyder has called for these. He's not a fan of the law, but he is a fan of the healthcare exchanges. And he says it would be a mistake to wait.
And so, Rick, it just seems like this is one more issue where we're seeing division between the attorney general, the very conservative Bill Schuette, and a more moderate Rick Snyder.
Yeah, Schuette is positioning himself into the philosophical, ideological right of Governor Snyder, who is in the practical center. Also in the mix is Americans for Prosperity. It's a well-known conservative libertarian group, very, very anti-tax, anti-big government, and setting itself up as kind of the number one ideological foe of Rick Snyder. Now, the state Senate has approved the healthcare exchanges, made that practical decision that if that is what the law calls for, then the state should not risk being thrown into the alternative, a big federal exchange. That legislation is sitting in the House. Speaker Jace Bolger says the House will approve the healthcare exchange, but he has not said when the House would do that. And Americans for Prosperity and its Michigan director, a former legislative staffer named Scott Hagerstrom, has thrown down on this. Hagerstrom sent out a message yesterday saying that silence on the question of creating what he calls the Snyder-Obama healthcare takeover, that's what he calls the exchanges, he says silence on the question is not sufficient. He wants a commitment, no vote.
Okay, so it seems like some fighting words here.
Fighting words, definitely.
What does this mean then, let's say, for moderate Republicans in the state House, all 110 seats up for election? For example, let's say Representative Wayne Schmidt, a Republican from Traverse City, he has a Tea Party opponent on the August primary ballot. This has got to put moderate Republicans at some risk.
That's right. Representative Schmidt is in an awkward position. Health Policy Committee Chair, House Health Policy Committee Chair, Gail Haynes, has already committed. She says no committee vote on the exchanges before November. It's significant, but it's not necessarily the last word on the matter. It's really become kind of a debate on what it means to be conservative.
So it's been just a little more now than 24 hours since the Supreme Court decision has come down. We've got Attorney General Bill Schuette very much to the right. We have Jace Bolger, Speaker of the State House, not quite playing his cards yet about when the House is going to take this up. Then we have Republican Governor Snyder. What will happen next? Where does all of this go from here?
Well, that's an open question. There's this conundrum. It's a standoff. Do Republicans go with their governor, follow the law, make the arrangements, don't risk losing millions of dollars in federal planning grants? Or do House Republicans go political, take a stand against the law, use it as an election tool, keep their voters angry and ready to head to the polls in November?
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.